night was the final Louis Theroux meets, and it was Max Clifford, the PR guru, as he's often referred to. Did you see it?
No.
Why not?
I went to the cinema, I went to see the Ali G film.
And?
It's rubbish.
There you go. So anyway, so Louis Theroux last night, and Will was sitting at home watching it, and I was sitting at my home watching it, and we were texting each other.
I heard that it was a lot about Simon Cowell.
Yes, almost to the point of Louis' obsession with Simon Cowell. But for the first time in watching all the Louis Theroux stuff, I started to think, Louis's not right in the head. Now, Will was going, it's all an act, Chris, it's all an act. But I just wonder how geeky Louis Theroux really is, and how much of it is an act.
Because you sent me a text last night, which I got when I came out of the cinema, which said, did it say, is Louis Theroux hard work or something like that? Was it something like that?
No, I said, there were points in the show last night where Louis seemed a little bit slow. He didn't seem the full shilling.
Right.
And there was a point where he's like, I can't do his voice, but he kind of goes, you're Dave, aren't you? Hello, Dave. Hello, I'm Louis. Hello. Hello, Dave. Nice to meet you. And you're here today with Will, are you?
Yes.
Right. You're Will, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Dave and Will. And you and him work together, right?
I'm Dave, yeah.
I'm Will.
Okay, hello, Dave. I'm Louis.
Hello, Louis.
And it's almost a bit slow, do you know what I mean?
Hmm. But is that just his style, though, do you think?
He seemed more divvy than usual. And at one point, I was starting to think that Max Clifford had actually got the better of him. And then it all turned round at the end where Louis won the war.
Well, I heard, because as I say, I didn't see it, but I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. He said that Max Clifford started putting out stuff in the papers about Louis Theroux.
Yes.
And then Louis Theroux just got caught up in this whole web and didn't really know where he was.
Yeah, exactly. It was a weird one, because the thing is, Louis Theroux, if you've got like a brain cell, you watch Louis Theroux and you think, okay, Louis's taking the mickey. But then, the more you watch it, it's hard to work out which bit is really Louis and which bit is made up for the cameras. Like, when he interviewed Keith Harris the other week, I thought Louis Theroux was a little bit harsh. And he was pushing certain things for a reaction, knowing full well he'd get a reaction. Then when he got the reaction, he'd backtrack and go, why are you upset? Do you know what I mean?
He was easy target as well, Keith Harris.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Although I think Keith Harris came out of it better than Louis that particular week. So now you've got Max Clifford. Max Clifford is, with the greatest respect, very calculating, clever man.
Mm.
Right? I wouldn't have used the word devious in any way, shape or form.
Calculating works, I think.
Calculating and clever, I think, are legally fine. And Max Clifford... I never know when to talk on this bed. He started kind of playing around a bit, and it looked a lot of the way through the show that Max really didn't like Louis Theroux at all. Mind you, who can blame him, you know what I mean? I got an email from the Louis Theroux people saying Louis would be interested in following me around. And I was kind of impressed, but kind of disappointed at the same time.
Why disappointed?
Well, because I wouldn't class myself in the same category as Christine and Neil Hamilton and Paul Daniels and
Keith Harris.
Keith Harris. Do you know what I mean? I was slightly disappointed.
I would think it's a potentially dangerous thing to do, because you're opening yourself up for having the mickey taken out of you.
Yeah, which I don't particularly mind, but the thing is as well, I'm not an idiot. So, you know, I know when someone's extracting the urine out of me, I think is the nice way of putting it. Plus as well, the only thing that was kind of interesting me doing it was the fact that my life is so dull off the air that he'd have probably got bored and packed in.
I mean, how would they fill an hour on you?
Well, imagine,
you know, Chris goes home, Chris
I was starting to think that Chris's life was quite dull and not really knowing where this documentary was going. Off the air, all he seems to do is run around a park and play the Xbox. He did, though, take me to his local one night, and a man called Illustrated Dave held me by the throat against the dartboard. He told me that if I messed with Chris, I would have my lungs teared out with a teaspoon. At this point, I thought it was best I leave. So, I don't really know. I'd be curious to meet Louis, though. I'd like to get him on the show. But something would tell me he wouldn't come on the show. I don't think he'd dare come on the show. And I don't mean that in a childish way. I don't think he would come on the show. Because I'd want to ask questions that I don't think he particularly wants to answer.
He'd be out of control on this show, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, not out of control, as in he wouldn't have the control, which I think he needs for his...
Yeah, practice. But I wouldn't stiff him. I'd just ask him questions.
I know.
Seriously, do you hate the people you interview? I was starting to think Chris was being a bit rude. At this point, I decided to make my way home. But even when he does that, the narration thing, he sounds a bit divvy to me.
Mm.
And I'm like, he either is divvy or it's all a clever act.
Well, I always thought he just comes over with this naive innocence, which I think is his style. Now, I mean, whether that is Louis Theroux or whether that's just the act of the telly, I don't know, but it is a kind of innocent thing, I think, with him.
I met pop man Simon Cowell. I thought he was gay, so I asked him if he was gay. Are you gay, Simon? And that's the way he shouts as well. He's kind of like saying, okay, so we're going to go in through there, through the door. Is this the door here?
Yes.
Right, and I open the door?
Yes, you do, Louis.
Right, I open the door.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
See, now I'd like to do a TV show where I take people like that to the pub. And then I get paid for going to the pub. And that can only be a great idea for a television series. Chris drinks with.
Chris Moore's dull weekends.
Yeah. I decided to go and see broadcaster Louis Theroux. We went to the Dog and Trumpet in Chester, where we spent 12 hours drinking lager and talking. You're